This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been, these past few years, an exceedingly difficult economy for retailers. Brands and chains like JCPenney and Sears, Payless, Michael Kors, and Taylor, a bunches more. Places you would expect to find in the not-so-distant past at your local shopping mall. They've been closing stores and laying people off. Some of the malls those stores used to anchor, though, are buckling under the pressure and going bankrupt. Problem is that when they go broke, local governments lose the tax revenue, so cities and towns are left trying to plug the holes in their budgets. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
After more than 20 years, Jim Quigley left his job at a Wall Street investment firm for a smaller market. He got elected town supervisor in Ulster, New York, about 100 miles north of Manhattan. Population, 12,251.
My family's been in this community since 1849.
These days, Quigley's working 60-hour weeks, trying to keep the town's budget in the black. He's been preparing for a drop in tax dollars from Ulster's largest taxpayer, the Hudson Valley Mall. About 2 years ago, one of the mall's anchor stores, JCPenney, closed. Macy's followed, and then
the mom and pops who used to be able to make a business living off the traffic from these other retailers, they started to disappear from the mall.
The lights are working. The floors are clean. People are walking around. But about 40% of the Hudson Valley Mall's stores are vacant.
It's quite problematic for a retailer to succeed when there's no customers.
In 2016, the mall's owner defaulted on its debt. The bank took over. And this year, it sold the mall for less than a tenth of what it was valued at a decade ago. Now the new owner, which didn't respond to requests for comment, is asking the town to lower its tax bill. Quigley says the mall could end up paying $250,000 less in taxes in 2018. That's about 6% of the town's total tax revenue. The money helps pay for basic services like sewers, roads, and the fire department. He says the town has two options: cut costs or
we can do nothing and allow the other taxpayers to pick up the burden.
There are a lot of reasons malls are struggling. Online retail plays a role. In some places, like Ulster, demographics do too. Ulster used to be a company town. In the 1950s, IBM built a campus here where more than 7,000 workers made computer systems for things like aircraft control and missile defense.
This is IBM, freeing man's mind.
The Hudson Valley Mall opened during this era, when times were good. Then the computer giant restructured its business.
When IBM left in the mid-90s, it left a gigantic hole in our community.
The youngest workers transferred. The older ones retired early. Now, 43% of Ulster's residents are age 50 or older, and they don't have a lot of money to shop. Another reason malls are struggling? Changing consumer taste. While that hurts towns that depend on a mall, it can help other places.
You know what I mean? Like, I really love art.
Kingston, New York is a 10-minute drive from the Hudson Valley Mall. On a weekday afternoon, the city's main drag is buzzing with people. They're ducking into shops and eating at cafes that serve vegan milkshakes and quinoa with edible flowers.
I think a lot more people have become conscious of shopping local.
George Volpe, who works at a plant store called Green Thumbs Plant Care, says there used to be a lot of empty stores here. Not anymore. He doesn't think much of the Hudson Valley Mall.
The mall is basically dead at this point.
A recent Credit Suisse report estimates that about 1 in 4 U.S. malls will shut down in the next 5 years. Thad Calabrese, who teaches at the NYU Wagner School, says that can be the beginning of a downward spiral for a town.
It does not telegraph that this is a municipality that is thriving, growing, and the place you want to do business. It gives quite the opposite, that it's a city in decline.
In Ulster, the Hudson Valley Mall's new owner has told local media it plans to turn the property around by attracting national brands with cheap rent. Jim Quigley, the town supervisor, hopes that works. He has roads to pave. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.